And normally around this time of the year, hundreds of University of Arkansas students would be gearing up to depart for study abroad programs, but not this year. Due to the coronavirus, the university has suspended all international exchange for the summer. The university's satellite campus in Rome, however, is still offering a chance for students to get a study abroad experience, albeit virtually. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
In late February, as the initial cases of COVID-19 were identified throughout the United States, university students across the globe were being told to return home. Italy, one of the most popular destinations for study abroad programs, quickly became the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in Europe. At this point, Francesco Badeschi, the University of Arkansas Rome Center director, had only been in his position for about 6 months.
The first challenge that I have to face in my new position was exactly this unprecedented and unexpected situation.
Suddenly, he says he was tasked with shutting down the Rome campus and getting nearly 100 students home safely.
So the most difficult thing at the beginning was to, first of all, communicate with the students, explain them what was going on, face their, of course, you know, disappointment that this experience was coming to an end, and help them to get on an aircraft and go back, making sure that everybody was following our recommendation.
And now with all of his students spread across the world, Badeschi says he and the Rome Center staff had to find a way to make their classes accessible online.
But some of them had to go back to China, India. We had two students who went to Saudi Arabia. So suddenly we had to deal with 6 hours plus or minus compared to us.
But even more complicated was finding a way to make study abroad courses, which are rooted in a physical place, equally as enriching from a computer screen.
You know, online teaching has been around for forever. But for us, I mean, given that the specific nature of the study abroad program was totally new. Most of our courses are design-oriented, architecture, fashion design. So they have a lot of hands-on component. In other words, you know, architects draw, fashion designers, they have to, you know, sew. So, for example, we had to give our faculty some computers that they can use, big tablets, so they could sketch on the screen, and so students could see, wherever they were in the world, see what the instructor was drawing on their screens. Our fashion designer was amazing. She created a kind of structure in her home so she can put her, you know, camera while she was sewing and cutting the fabrics, and then the students could see live what she was doing.
Badeschi says with some help from the university's global campus back in Arkansas, this crash course in engaging students through technology sparked an idea. If students can't come to Rome this summer, why not bring Rome to the students?
We were expecting to receive about 150 students. Starting next week and through the summer, so May, June, and July. Now with the COVID-19, all the international trips have been canceled, so no students can travel. That's why we decided to offer these virtual courses. We're trying to offer through, you know, interviews to people, to recordings of you know, our professors going on these specific sites. And the idea is to offer this course, which has been deep immersion into the Italian and the local culture, which includes a little bit of language, a little bit of, you know, food, history, fashion. You know, if you want, it's a sort of, you know, deep immersion around the topic of made in Italy.
Buongiorno and greetings from Rome, Italy. Today we are in front of the Colosseum.
That's Badeschi on his bike in front of the Colosseum for a video that he recorded earlier this week. The center has already posted a few videos like this, with faculty acting as tour guides on their Facebook page. For the three virtual courses this summer, Badeschi says they're trying to use technology in more interactive ways than a traditional online class.
So what we're trying to do is, of course, there will be content, there will be, you know, placed on the usual tools like Blackboard or other platforms. But then we're trying to use, for example, StreamYard, which allows live interaction. It's almost like a TV channel where students become part of the show and they can talk directly with the professor, with the speaker. so they can answer live questionnaires, and they see in real time the answers to their questions. You know, so that's the interactive component that we're trying to implement in these courses.
Sarah Malloy, the university's director of study abroad and international exchange, says while moving study abroad from a place to a screen has been unusual, it's a necessity right now that her office is looking to explore more broadly.
Beyond the virtual courses that are offered at the Rome Center this summer, we are also exploring virtual international internships, and we believe that these virtual international internships are a way to give students real-world experience and in a place-bound fashion, but it's going to be, these virtual internships are very project-based, based on the needs of any number of multinational corporations. And so we've been relying on our external program partners to help give our students other virtual opportunities.
Back in Rome, the city is just now starting to reopen. The Italian government eased some lockdown measures for businesses starting on May 18th.
Today, actually, in Italy, it's an important day because museums are reopening, and restaurants are reopening, cafes are reopening. Today, I was coming back home on my bicycle, and it's nice to see people in the streets again. But you can feel that there's something strange, no? People have to stay far from each other. This morning, I was in front of the Colosseum. We did a little video that we're posting on our social media, and it was, of course, totally empty. But because tourists are not coming, so it's very hard to tell today how this will be.
For now, the European Union has restricted U.S. travel to Europe until at least June 15th. Badeski says the Rome Center is planning to reopen as a hybrid course, part virtual, part experiential, at a later date this fall. And Malloy says her office is taking steps to resume programs with some precautions in the fall semester.
So far, we've got about the same number of students who have planned to study abroad this fall or academic year as we had about this time last year. Beyond hosting like a virtual pre-departure orientation, we've also had to shift some of our deadlines for students for this fall semester. So typically we'd have an April deadline. We've shifted that back to June 1st. And so we're working on just calling all of our students and touching base with them and answering any questions that they've got as part of our contingency planning to help put students at the center of this.
But when students reach their destinations or return to the Rome Center, at least, it won't be study abroad as usual. Badeski says new safety measures on everything from housing to transportation are still being implemented and tested.
We have to coexist. In my opinion, we have to coexist with this new situation. Definitely, we will have an impact on how many people can sit in our classroom. So we'll have to work with new scheduling. For instance, if we cannot take public transportation or if that is too risky, we will have to redesign which kind of site visits we're going to do. You know, and this may have an impact on how many things you can see, or we have to, you know, hire a private bus, which will make add some extra cost to the program. Housing is an issue, you know. So these are open questions that we are analyzing right now.
And Malloy agrees that study abroad will look different. However, she says the crisis reveals the valuable skills that international learning teaches students that they just don't get in a classroom or online setting.
I mean, obviously this pandemic, it demands a lot of adaptability and it demands flexibility. And those are two skills that are soft skills that we really believe study abroad can offer. And so I think that ability to adapt to a situation, that ability to be flexible and respond compassionately is going to grow. And from the study abroad office's side, I mean, we're really working to make sure that when travel restrictions allow, that we're able to continue to have those place-bound experiences in other countries. I mean, how will this change the future of study abroad? I think that remains to be seen.
University of Arkansas students will log into their first virtual course, From Rome with Love, this Tuesday. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.